Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge Marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. This episode of What's Your Edge explores the importance of having enough resources to achieve your growth strategies and targets. Over the past few weeks, I've talked with several customers who were disappointed with the results of their current growth strategies, programs, and tactics. In each instance, a key challenge was having enough wood behind the arrow. Here's a snapshot of the challenges faced by three of these customers. Perhaps one of these scenarios will resonate with your experience. Here are the focal points of the conversations. In one, leveraging events to create conversations with new customers. In another, implementing a land and expand strategy that was dependent upon existing customer referrals and introductions. And in a third, planning an integrated initiative comprised of email, press and influencer outreach, and advertising on LinkedIn to support the launch and adoption of a new product. While the challenges faced were experienced by different size companies in different industries, all three examples had one thing in common. They didn't have what we refer to as enough wood behind the arrow. What does not having enough wood behind the arrow mean? It reflects whether the arrow has the necessary weight. The weight of an arrow helps determine its speed, drop rate, and target penetration. An arrow with no or too little wood behind it goes nowhere and will never reach the target. This is also true of growth strategies. Without enough tactics and associated activities and resources behind a strategy, the success of the strategy is in jeopardy. In each of these examples, there was not enough weight in terms of tactics and activities and associated resources to maximize performance for the strategy. Let's delve a little deeper into the first example to illustrate the point. Here are a few details to provide context to their challenge of leveraging an event to create conversations with new customers. The performance target for this event. The sales and marketing teams calculated that at this event, there would be 1,500 people that met their target prospect criteria. Their performance target was that 10% of these qualified prospects, or 150, would follow up on an email, with 10% of these, 15, accepting a meeting. So the goal was 5 qualified prospect conversations per event day. Let's take a look at tactics. The primary tactic was going to be email. The company had access to a list of prospect event attendees along with the list of potential prospects created by their partners and internal sales team. This list included names, titles, company, email, and LinkedIn addresses and phone numbers. Let's explore the activities. They executed 2 activities. A few weeks in advance of the event, marketing sent an email from a key member of the leadership team that would be attending the event asking for a meetup at the event. Then each sales representative also sent a personalized email to their contact list with the same request. What were the results? There were only 5 meetings. When probing further, it turned out that only about 20 people responded to the email. The email sent on behalf of the leadership team member had an open rate of 1%, 15 people, with a 5% click-through rate. Let's debrief. They reached out to us to do a debrief to understand how they could improve. While the open and click-through rates suggest the subject lines and call to action needed improvement, the real issue was that they needed more weight behind their arrow. Here's why. The average person receives over 120 emails per day. People are busy. They are in meetings, out of the office, or engaged with their own deadlines. The odds of one email being received, open, and answered are low. And the same applies to the emails sent by the various sales team members. The conclusion? They needed more wood behind their arrow. For example, by sending more emails and connecting via other relevant touch points. What might more wood have looked like in this scenario? It is our experience that it takes at least 3 to 4 emails to hear back from a warm prospect. A HubSpot statistic suggests that it takes an average of 18 touches to actually connect with a prospect. For the program associated with this growth strategy, they needed to augment their email marketing with additional tactics and activities. For example, in addition to sending more emails, they could have done outreach via LinkedIn or through partners' contacts or phone calls by sales representatives and posts on LinkedIn. More arrows with more weight. Arrows come in 3 weight categories: light, midweight, and heavy. Lighter arrows fly faster and can group more tightly, but they are often harder to tune. Heavier arrows fly slower, but resist wind better and penetrate deeper. The same can be said of growth strategies. Some strategies can be light in weight, For example, strategies that entail selling existing products or services to existing customers. Ideally, familiarity and trust have already been established, so there is less win or resistance, or in the business world, noise and competition. Strategies that entail penetrating new markets or connecting with prospects who do not know you with new products or services face more resistance and potentially more competition. These strategies will need heavier arrows and most likely more of them. Just as it is essential to be certain to calculate your arrow's weight to ensure you're shooting the right setup for your bow, the same is true for calculating the weight to support your strategy. When it comes to arrows, grains per inch, or GPI, is the industry standard for measuring arrow weights. An arrow's GPI determines the arrow's shaft's weight. It includes the arrow's length, diameter, wall thickness, and shaft material. While such a metric doesn't exist in the business world, we can borrow the concept. Growth strategies are intended to increase market and customer share, product and service adoption rates, brand equity, and customer lifetime value. These serve as valuable key performance indicators, or KPIs. Make sure you have the weight needed for your strategy to achieve the KPI or KPIs you set. It takes more than effort to have enough wood behind the arrow for any strategy to succeed. A strategy without the right tactics and associated activities and resources to support execution will very likely miss the performance target. To ensure your arrows reach and penetrate the target, start with a well-crafted, customer-centric, measurable growth plan. We hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing. Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999, helps our customers solve the most difficult challenges when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.